To Sydney now, and community leaders and politicians say they're disgusted by a gruesome protest at the site of a proposed Islamic school on the outskirts of Sydney. Police have now removed pigs' heads that had been placed on stakes at the vacant site in Camden. One of the heads was adorned with an Australian flag. And as Paula Kruger reports, it's not the first protest of this kind over building proposals by Islamic groups.
Camden is a quiet, semi-rural community about 60 kilometres southwest of Sydney's CBD. But a plan to build an Islamic school on a 15-hectare block of land has thrust Camden to the forefront of a religious divide. Earlier this month, about 1,000 locals gathered to protest against the planned school.
It gives me great pleasure to see such a gathering here tonight in support of your objections.
Why would you want to come and open a school in this area, then an all-purpose hall which will be used as a mosque, and don't tell me it won't be? If I wore a hijab now, I could have an M16 under my hijab and you wouldn't even know I had it there.
Today, police are trying to find out who left two severed pig's heads at the site of the planned Islamic school. The heads were placed on stakes. One of the stakes also carried the Australian flag. At this stage, it is not known if the gruesome protest was done by someone from Camden or someone outside the area. In recent weeks, there has also been a crucifix at the site with verses from the Old Testament scrawled on it, as well as signs with anti-Muslim slogans. Jeremy Bingham is a lawyer and a spokesman for the organisation trying to build the school, the Quranic Society. He tries not to get emotional about the objections to the school, despite the disturbing nature of some of the protests.
This is a school intended to be a school for Aussie kids. And if it develops the reputation that we anticipate, we won't be surprised if a number of parents who are not Muslim want their kids to go there. Part of the objective of the Quranic Society is to achieve proper integration of their children in the Australian society. And that's one of their stated objectives, and this school will help in bringing them into that community and the southwest growth region and help to overcome any residual anxieties on the part of others about total integration.
It isn't the first time bloodied pigs' heads have been placed at the sites of Islamic buildings. In June 2004, a pig's head on a stake was left at the construction site of a Muslim prayer hall in Annengrove in Sydney's northwest. Abbas Ali is a spokesman for the Imam Hassan Centre. He says the news of recent protests at the Camden school site has brought back some disturbing memories, but that those memories are far removed from the experiences the prayer hall and its congregation enjoy today.
We have a lot of the neighbours coming in and having a cup of coffee. There's a lot of people come in and say, oh, you know, we didn't know it was going to be like this. And we asked them a question, didn't you see the plans? They said, no, we didn't. We just followed whatever we were told.
During the more disturbing protests when you were trying to get plans approved, did you ever expect that things could come out as well as they did today?
No, absolutely. It was, you know, just to, I guess, to highlight it, the amount of security we put in to the building in terms of the fencing, the cameras, the recording device systems, the alarm systems, the patrol monitoring, the security monitoring. I mean, if we look at it today, we didn't need it all. I mean, we could have done without it. In fact, the neighbours now ring up, and even if there is an innocent car parking there having a cup of coffee, and they'll be on the phone, oh, there's a car with this number plate sitting out the front there. The neighbours have become the best form of security for us. So it's one of those things that out of something very difficult, something out of very nasty, turned into something good. And the best recommendation I can give to these both communities right now is sit down and talk honestly to each other rather than, you know, being 20 paces apart. It's you know, if they don't sit down and sort this out, they'll get to the same point where we are. It'll just take a longer time.
That's the spokesman for the Imam Hassan Centre, Abbas Ali, speaking to Paula Kruger.